I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The world's two biggest people groups bookend our broadcast today. Will a massive event in India spell trouble for Christians? Well, we'll find out in a moment. And then later, believers in China have a special request. So stay with us for that story. And we'll begin today in South Asia, where India is hosting one of the world's most tricky management events on earth. Joe Hanley mentors Christian leaders in both Nepal and India. He explains,
between April 11th, the other day, through the mid to late May, India is going through an election cycle, and people are voting for, you know, members of parliament as well as the parties to see who will control parliament in the future.
At stake, 500 seats in the lower parliament.
Many have said that they were disillusioned when they voted for BJP originally, and now they're going to vote against them.
It's a power struggle with the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, Hindu nationalists who aren't shy about their anti-Christian sentiment.
Many of those who have attacked the minority groups, whether they're Muslims, Catholics, Christians, or others, tend to get protection from the state, and it's a real challenge. And many people are getting away with murder, atrocities, persecution.
So these elections matter. Be praying. With the BJP in power,
one of the Christian leaders I spoke with mentioned that it's getting very difficult to operate under normal circumstances. And so they're having to go covert with just normal activities that a year ago were really no problem.
Meanwhile, it's a new week in Sudan, but is it the start of a new era? Protesters don't think so. Their demands for civilian rule continue, even though President Omar al-Bashir's 30-year reign is over. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton tells us,
this is a very significant change of power, just simply to have him out of power. And now the challenge comes in, okay, what comes next? The military rulers that have toppled Bashir are the same ones who have stood shoulder to shoulder with him over the last 30 years. So if they're the ones that are now in charge, how much of a change will we likely see? There's so many questions at this point in time, and all of this obviously affects the church.
Christians withstood severe persecution under Bashir, but what happens now that he's gone?
This military leadership, what protections do they put in place for non-Muslims in Sudan? All these are questions that we're asking. They're questions certainly our Sudanese brothers and sisters are asking. At this point, we just don't know the answers to them.
One thing is certain. Your prayers are vital.
This kind of upheaval can be a time of danger. It can be a time where violence potentially breaks out. So pray for the protection of our brothers and sisters there.
And in China and around the world, the Bible is under attack. Bibles for China is seeing increasing challenges for the church in China. So the Chinese government is trying to change the Bible to fit Chinese ideology. Wendell Rovenstein tells us,
in any country where there's a spiritual disruption, basically there's two things that are happening. Number one, they are rejecting Jesus Christ. And number two, they're rejecting God's word.
Enforced government regulations affect Christians who are attending registered churches in China. Registered churches are the only legal church that the government allows. This can be a risk for some Christians.
When you go to a registered church, you're baptized in a registered church, and your name goes on record that you're a Christian. So those people really have a lot of spiritual stamina to be willing to put their name on a record. The religious freedom that exists over there is non-existent.
If you'd like to be involved, come alongside Bibles for China. Then pray for the Chinese church as they face religious freedom challenges. More details from this story or any others in today's broadcast can be found at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.